An injection of cash is helping three projects move ahead at the Golden Manor. The Timmins Long-Term Care Home is receiving $160,167 from Ontario Health's Local Priorities Fund. It will be used for a new dialysis unit at the facility, advanced wound care, and to fund staff providing behavioral support to residents with complex needs. Timmins MPP George Peary was at the Golden Manor this week to announce the funding. It also includes $45,500 for Timmins and District Hospital to help the clinical behavioral transition specialist engage patients in activities to reduce responsive behaviors before they're transferred to another destination, which often includes long-term care homes. We're building a long-term care system where every resident experiences the best possible quality of life supported by safe, first-rate care, said Peary, who's excited to see the positive impact the funding will have in Timmins. Golden Manor Administrator Leah Fontana said all of the initiatives are to help people transition from the hospital to long-term care or provide service within the home to avoid residents being hospitalized. Typically, people are transferred to the hospital for advanced wound therapy. This part of the funding should be up and running the quickest within the next few months, said Fontana. A space at the Golden Manor will be renovated so that people can receive hemodialysis on site. We would avoid residents having to be transferred back and forth 2 and 3 times a week for dialysis, so if they are eligible for home dialysis, they would be able to have that provided on site here, and that was a joint initiative with the hospital. The hospital will support us with staffing for that initiative, and we're going to support it with the space, she said. Before renovations can be done, the Ontario Renal Network has to assess the space. For specialized behavior unit, Fontana says they've applied for 8 beds. Because typically what happens now is anyone who has responsive behaviors related to dementia that can't be managed in long-term care or in hospital are sent places like Oak Lodge or Finlandia out of town. We want to be able to provide that specialized service here to serve the Cochrane District, she said. Both of the facilities she mentioned are in Sudbury. At any given time right now, Fontana said there are about 4 to 6 people from the Cochrane District at another facility for treatment.